stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, dudes, I wasn't ready for this. I thought they were going to play Rats.
We missed it. We were outside.
Oh, okay.
Eating pasta that Misty made.
Well,
She makes cheese.
I got Ryan Dunn coming in here right now. And
there he is.
And in a few...
definitely Ryan Dunn.
The shit show of Ming Hags in Maine is going to come in. They're on their way right now, and we'll get to that. But Dunn just pulled in, and... he's supposed to fix the Lambo, but we're too busy watching Kevin mow my lawn, who happened to mow a fucking hornet's nest, and he got stung by 10 fucking bees all over his face. And, dude, he has one on his eye that looks exactly like Matthew Broderick from Election. And he just comes up. I'm like, how's it going? He's like... just got stung by like fucking 10 bees. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, dude, he's like puffy everywhere. And I'm like, well, you all right? Fucking hurts. I don't even know what to complain about.
Just when I thought he couldn't look any worse.
Didn't you say that that like he was looking real, real bad when I left?
Yeah, when I pulled up, his whole face was like bright red and swollen, and his hand was puffy and his arm was swollen. And so I think he went to the urgent care.
Did he?
Get, like an EpiPen. He wasn't looking too good. I was worried about him.
Those things are awesome.
And here we are giggling about it. Poor guy's in the hospital.
He left here and went straight there.
Dude, his whole face looked lopsided.
You shouldn't drive over beehives with a lawnmower and let that be a lesson.
If you're ever bored and you want comedy, just come over when Kevin mows a lawn, because he'll mow over like logs and rocks and like... there'll be dudes parked at the skate barn, and like he'll just come up and mow right over the rocks, and all these rocks will come shooting out at their cars and whacking the barn and shit, and like he doesn't know or care.
He's a vile.
Every time I hear him, like I'll just sit out there like just watching him for like 5 minutes. I'll hear like just running over anything and everything.
Skateboards, yeah. Spare tires.
But after he got stung all those times, he still, like, went into the hobbit hole, got the spray that you can, like, strap it to your back and kill all the bees, and went back to where he got stung and killed whatever he could find. Like, he didn't just stay away from
it. If he had that stuff, why didn't he put it on before he went out mowing the lawn?
I don't know.
Yo.
Yo.
You want to take that?
All right.
So, Dunn, what have you been up to?
Wearing a deep V-neck.
Well,
I put this on and I was too lazy to change it out, so now my nipples are showing.
Well, apparently Novak was such a shit show in Maine that he's kicked off the Finland tour, and you said that you felt like going on tour, so yeah. You want to do it?
I'll do it.
It'll be a fun 4-day trip. It's only 4 days.
Where Novak's not going?
No.
Well, shit, yeah, I'll do it. Jesus, that was the only fly in the ointment.
When is that?
You know what sucks, dude?
I think September 9th.
I'll get into the tour in a minute, but... what do you think about this? He's honestly one of my best friends. I've known him forever. This fucker, I'm looking at my credit card statements. He rung up like $900 in Baltimore. When I went to the hospital, like when the ambulance came to get me, I was out of here. So he had the house to himself, and he just took my credit card and went down there, took out $200 in cash. Then he went to Domino's Pizza, and then he went somewhere else, and then he did something else, and then he took $200 more out, like, and then he gets all drunk and then spills his guts about it in Virginia Beach, and I don't know how to take it. And it's not like he could pay me back.
Of course he can't pay you back.
Yeah. I'm so mad at him that I want to physically attack him.
Physically attack him?
Yes. Like, well, punch him in the face, slap
how
him.
How is this new? How is this new? You're surprised by Novak fucking up?
I'm not surprised.
Dude, it's like, it doesn't even, it's like in one ear and out the other when he's like, bam, I swear on my life that I didn't do it. I'm like, you don't even care about your life, so of course you're going to swear on it.
I swear on my life that I didn't do it. Yo, did you do it? Yeah, I did it.
What? I know.
What the hell's the
He'll
matter
say
with
he
you?
Swears on his life for like 30 minutes, and then finally when I beat it out of him, then he admits it.
Well, he's a piece of shit.
Like in Virginia Beach, when he swallowed all these pills at this house party, I could see how fucked up he was, and I knew that he did, and he was claiming that it was from 4 bottles of red wine, but I'm like, your eye doesn't get crooked like a Don Vito eye. Like, you're on major amounts of Xanax, dude, and this bitch is fucking complaining about hers all being gone, and you fell asleep in her bed naked, covered in red wine.
You're naked and your hair is on fire. That doesn't happen with red wine, idiot. What happened...
And then he swore on his life for like an hour, and then finally I just beat it out of him, and then he admitted it. And he says he's sure that he probably did it, but he doesn't remember.
What just happened in Maine?
All right, you want to get to it?
Yeah, get to it.
Whew. All right, let me play a song real quick because everybody's rolling in right now, and then I'll get to it. Let's play track one, Hello, Hello. This is a new Moxie song, and they played in Maine, so
what did they go. Thank you?
Yeah, they thanked you too.
When?
They printed up stickers and they put it on the inside saying special thanks to Bam and Chad.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's better than the cake. Thank you. Taylor came over with a cake after that radio show last week. I don't eat cake. So it's got milk in it.
It's that top one that is muffed up.
Well, we're dealing with it. We're trying to play a new Moxie song. Where'd you guys record this?
Milk Boy.
Okay, how was that? Was that easier than working with me? Louie? Louie? All right, here's a new Moxie song.
Yeah, it was way easier.
Okay, good. You guys got lazier anyway. Okay, what track?
Track one.
One.
Okay, this is your favorite.
And they have to drive to fucking Atlanta, Georgia tomorrow, which is they just drove from Maine, which is already 8 hours. Now tonight they have to drive to Atlanta, Georgia, 20 hours for one show.
Yeah.
And then they have to drive 20 hours back.
Is it 20 hours to Atlanta? It ain't 20 hours.
It's not like if you're driving.
I can make it there.
Yeah, but they have a big ass fucking thing in the back of it. Like
floor it.
Yeah, but it's filled with drums and heavy shit.
It's replaceable.
And amps.
I'm going to quit the band and then rejoin.
Just floor it. It's replaceable.
They'll get out of your way. Just floor it.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
New Moxie. What'd you call this CD, Louie? Volume 2? That's original. Here we go. We'll be right back.
this rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
Oh, crap. Is this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
Here with Ryan Dunn, Jocaso, Lou Bro of the Moxie, and Ryan Oldie, and they were all part of the official shit show. If you looked up in the dictionary shit show, it would be our trip to Maine. Wow. And I think it all has a lot to do with complete poor planning, like just the whole situation. Like,
by who, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, like he'll schedule like an appearance till 2 a.m. And then, you know, of course you're not going to go right to the hotel and go to bed. So, like, you're up till, like, 4 or something or 5. And then he wakes you up at 8 a.m. for a radio show. So, automatically, I'm tired and mad. So, then I start sipping on a fucking Yingling, and I don't even like them. Then we get to the radio show. Then we have to go do, like, a 1 o'clock p.m. appearance just to watch these dudes called the fucking Vertical Horizon team do wheelies in a parking lot. Like, dude, picture like the most haggard looking like strip mall parking lot. Like, it already looks depressing, and now I just, my job is to sit there and watch these dudes do wheelies and endos, and then I have to clap like I care.
Does Joe get paid decent for that?
I don't know, but not to mention, the whole tour is filled with so many fucking deductions, because I'll get to all this, but, you know, like, I threw a brick through the van window out of frustration, and then I threw it so hard that it knocked out the other window as well. Oh, no. So then that had to get deducted. Then Novak kicked open a bathroom door, and then apparently they claimed that he ruined the piping in the bathroom. I'm like, dude, do you think Novak would ruin the pipe? Like, what do you think he's doing? Unscrewing the sink? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't even know how to do that. You know? And then we go to this fucking club that's like, it was in Providence, Rhode Island. It's one of those like Miami fucking beach clubs where, you know, I'm just like, all right, I'll make it easy. There's a whole group of people here. Let's just get a bottle of vodka. Instead of ordering 100 vodka and cranberries, let's just get a bottle of vodka. So that went real quick. Then I get another one. And then Franz tells me that all the booze that we get is not on the tab. So these $40 bottle of Grey Gooses are now $450 that I have to pay for. So I have like an $1,000 bill at the end, and then I have to tip like $800 or whatever. So like, me making an appearance at this fucking Miami Beach nightclub is already worthless because I'm paying to be there now.
That was a mess. You were supposed to have a rider, dude.
A rider?
Yeah. That's when you pre-get what you need
before
the
you show up.
I wish I would have done that, and I wish somebody would have told me that the drinks aren't comp, because usually we sit there and we sign, and then when they say, do you want a beer, I say yes, and then it's on them.
Yeah.
But no, like, then, so I get this fucking $2,000 bill.
And then you could be a dickhead with a rider, too, and ask for just, like, yellow Skittles. Just still, yellow ones.
You're still paying for them.
Yeah, but some assholes got
a little more. Yeah,
they got to divvy out just the yellow ones. Mm-hmm.
But they cost a little more.
Yeah.
Well, we had some good times.
But who was tour managing, Joe?
Franz was tour managing.
Just bill it back to him.
It's already
it's that
over.
Easy. Just bill it back to him.
But I mean, this is the third time we've been to Maine in like the past 3 months, and like I felt like I was already over it before we even left, you know? And just the fact that we're drinking the whole time, and then, you know, Franz will be like, all right, you have 3 hours to sleep right now, so go do it. It's like, dude, you can't just go to your hotel room and sleep for 3 hours. A, if I even did go to sleep, I'd be even more mad because 3 hours isn't enough.
Right.
And I'd probably just be looking at there, staring at the fucking ceiling. I might as well just go down to the lobby bar, which happened to be a fucking disaster. Oldie, try to explain this fucking karaoke lobby bar. At the worst piece of shit Ramada Inn you've ever seen in your life.
I can't explain. I don't know. It was like, I thought it was all fake and I thought it was all a dream, but you grab my face and you turn me towards the DJ. You're like, this is reality. This is really happening right now.
Well, at one point, we already came in loaded and we were already mad because Franz said, somebody said that the lobby bar is under construction, so don't even bother going there because it's closed. I'm like, jeez, how can the fucking lobby bar be under construction? It's not.
Was Jocaso a part of that?
Dude, I was driving.
Were you lying for them too?
No, listen. First off, you had ripped every shirt I owned, so I couldn't even go out to the bar. I had nothing to wear. So I decided to go back to the hotel room and say, you know, why don't I get a couple winks? And then I come down and realize that I get a text saying, "Hey, we're at the lobby bar or whatever." So I walk on down, and I hear something, and it's almost out of like a David Lynch movie, dude. It's like somebody singing like classic hits, but almost it was surreal, dude. I mean, it was like I looked past, and it was like maybe a 60-something year old man singing. What's he singing? Like Michael Jackson?
Remember the guy who used Michael Jackson? Remember the guy who used to karaoke at like the Rat, and then he started karaoke at the Blarney Stone?
Yeah.
That old guy?
Yeah.
Picture like him with like a fucking suit bedazzled with gems, and he's singing like Caribbean Queen and shit, but he's like completely dead serious.
Johnny Famous.
Exactly. Johnny
that's,
Famous.
That's who it sounded like.
So, yeah. And that's what it looked like too. So Louis gets up there first. He steals his
little
Caracas.
Before you even get there, you guys aren't even in there. You're over.
What's
at
a Caraca?
Like a Maraca.
Caraca. All right.
Those things. Johnny
Caraca's Italian restaurant.
That guy didn't like me.
At all.
But wait, you guys were at a wedding reception.
No, that was later.
So first of all, I'm like, this cannot be under construction, and I'm gonna be so fucking pissed if they're lying about that. So I get there, it's a perfectly nice lobby bar. Well, it wasn't nice; it was ghetto as hell. But if there was a lobby bar, so we're like, now we're fucking furious. They lied to us. We're drinking twice as much as we thought we would. So we just sat there, ordered more and more. Then this dude comes up, starts singing. Louis gets up there, steals his maracas, and then he starts dancing around. He starts a fucking train with the whole place. The whole place is doing a train.
It's all 40, 50-year-old women.
Then Novak jumps up, and his pants fall down, so his dick is, of course, hanging out.
I can't
believe it. Like,
why does that guy hate pants?
I don't know, but they fall right off.
He hates them.
I've seen his dick more than I've seen my own, I swear to God. Like, I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
Novak, right? There's somebody on the line who called in. Her name's Joy, and she's totally pissed at Novak for something. You want to put her on?
Well, he's not here to defend himself.
Well, so what?
Okay.
He talks shit on tons of people who aren't here to defend themselves.
All right, let's talk.
Is she on the line?
I'm on the line.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
What's your beef with Novak?
Well, I just saw your guys' movie, Mean Hags. Great movie. I'm a longtime fan. Fucking awesome. I was watching the bonus footage of Novak and his drug, whatever you want to call it. And, I don't know what it is with this guy, what you guys are, putting up with him for. I mean, he's not like Christian Hosoi or Dwayne Peters, who, like, were actual legends that fucking created stuff for, the industry. This guy is just... He's going to keep doing this stuff, and I'm just blown away that you guys are keeping him around. He's not going to get better for anybody. He's not. You need to have a funeral for him and literally pretend you're going to bury him, get your memorial tattoos for him, and show him how life is going to be without him. Because, I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Do I really have to get a tattoo of him?
a memorial tattoo. Like, hey, this
no,
is
I totally agree. I mean, this guy's been to rehab
totally
12
have
times.
A funeral and cremate his shit and let him know this is what's going to happen.
I like this color, dude.
Yeah. He's been to rehab 12 times and it still doesn't work. Like there's no hope for him at all.
No.
There's not.
It's just
there's
a matter
not.
Of time. I mean, he'll go like, a week without doing anything, but it's just a matter of time where he's going to get his hands on some again.
Yeah, but, I mean, just giving you guys cool stories to talk about, but with that, regardless, you guys are always going to have cool stories and other people to turn to, and he's going to, unfortunately, he's replaceable. He is, and hopefully it's with someone who's healthier and better, and you guys should totally have a mock funeral and bury his shit and burn his stuff and let him know, hey,
his mom already bought him a grave plot. She did.
Let him know. I'm serious. You guys got to let him know. We're burying you, dude. This is it, Because I know Dwayne Peters is an old school skateboarder, invented a bunch of stuff back in the early 80s, late 70s.
He's off all that stuff, though, right? Dwayne?
What?
Isn't Dwayne he's pretty much sober, right?
Well, yeah, I guess he did another stint in rehab like last year. But the guy's was all jacked up on heroin. He was a heart, contributed to the punk scene big time. But he was also a legend, and same with Christian Hosoi. I mean, I was raised with, the Hawk Hosoi Wars back in the 80s, and, I was just blown away. Like, what is this guy Novak doing?
I'm drinking Hosoi these days. So.
I know Christian Hosoi. I know his deal. He got in trouble with drugs. He was an addict, whatever. Jeff Grosso. from Santa Cruz, same thing. The guy was a heroin addict. Okay, Tony Hawk writes your forward for the Dream Seller, and he also kicked in for Dwayne Peters on his video game, and Tony also helped out Christian Asoy. And it's like, how many more times, you know, is Tony Hawk going to get in on the, you know, for Brandon Novak? What's four things that that guy has done? Four major things that that guy's invented. Why is he a legend in skateboarding? He's not.
Oh, I don't think anybody claimed he was a legend.
He's a legend to us.
The four tricks he made was manipulation and using and lying to my friend Bam and everyone else. That's what he's going to be known for, and it sucks.
I still like him. He's a good guy. Yeah. And it's hard to, like, to just write off a good guy.
That's the problem, because he is a good-hearted dude, but when he's on pills, he blacks out and he does stupid-ass shit, and then...
And isn't he also a dad? He's also a dad, too, and that really doesn't get talked about much. And it's like, that's not cool. He's got a kid somewhere that needs a dad, and that's not even straightening him up. He's not going to straighten up for nobody.
Well, that doesn't need to be talked about, does it?
Well, I mean, she moved to Connecticut, and I mean, he can't really... He lives in Baltimore. He can't really... Like, he doesn't have any cash to go up there, you know? He doesn't have a car or anything.
Well, he's got a car to score dope, and he finds cash. He found someone's credit card and rung up $900, so...
Mine.
Yeah, so it's like, what's going on?
Man, Joya is tough, dude. She's got an opinion.
I'm a hardcore fan. I've been a fan of you guys for a long time. I watch everything. I'm into it. I get it. And you know what? You guys need to bury this guy and have a funeral and let him attend his own funeral and be like, this is what it's going to be like, dude. We're done.
Well, have you had any friends of yours die from using heroin?
Yeah, my uncle was a heroin addict that should have been dead, but the guy won't die, and he was a heroin addict from the 70s. And there's not very many people from the 70s that are heroin addicts that are still alive today.
Right.
And you know what?
People who do drugs that are your friends that die from it, regardless, it sucks when they die, and that's just not something.
That's what I'm saying. Go show them your memorial tattoo. Go get your tattoo. Oh, this is what I got when Novak died. Go do the whole thing and let them know. Because, yeah, everyone's got
bad idea.
Friends that have died.
Because I think that that's like the last hope at all, because rehab ain't going to help.
No,
so
it's
maybe
not.
If he
it's
does see that, it could help, you know? I don't know. I don't know what to do with the fucking guy.
Yeah, you need to have a mock funeral and just treat him like, you know what, you're expendable and you're replaceable and you have a lot of good friends surrounding you and he's not the only one and he shouldn't be the focus either of, you know, because you have a lot of other good friends out there that, you know, could, you know, like that attention and like to be, you know, doing positive things with you. You know, I don't want to hear about him and his Xanax stories and stuff like that because you're just surrounding yourself by that energy and it's just not cool.
It's true. It does get boring and quite annoying when you can't teach someone a lesson, and the lesson can be taught a million times.
Yeah, he doesn't want to teach. He doesn't want to learn. He's made his professional habit of being a professional drug addict.
You think we're enabling it?
Yeah, because you guys are good friends, and you want to save him, but you can't save a bro. Save a bro syndrome. You just can't save him. You got to let him go down. You just can't do it. You got to bury him. You got to let it be done.
You know, good friend of mine died from doing it. I cut him off 6 years before he died. And honestly, I really wish I would have spent the last 6 years hanging out with him, not being fucking afraid of him.
And you guys have done that for Novak, and he's not reciprocating this. He's only getting, you know, he's still getting into it. You guys have done it. So at your funeral, you can say that you hung out with him for the last 10 years, and you know what? It is what it is.
I think that's a good opinion, but maybe you should cut him off.
Me?
No, you, Joy. You cut him off. When we talk about it, turn off the radio. We'll get to that point eventually if there has to be that
point. But I mean, I think you guys as his friends and Bam and everyone needs to hear your fans and what we have to say. You know, I mean, it's input looking in from the outside. You know, it's kind of hard when you're in it and you're living it. But when you're not and you're observing it, you know, you have a different outlook.
I totally agree. Like, this is probably the most fed up I've ever been with him. Like, he's out of control. He's stealing my fucking credit cards. And then he gives me this shit story about how he's like, I'm sorry, I bet my life on it that I won't do it again. It's like, but you've done it already. Like, you've done it before.
I swear
to
God,
this
is the last
time. On your movie, on the clips, you're like, I'm going to put his money in an escrow account if he makes any money off of this. I mean, you're like making plans for him to try to help him, and it's like, it's not going to happen. You got to bury him. You got to do the funeral.
We thought that same shit like 4 or 5 years ago too, and he's still around.
See,
and we've had a lot of good times with
never,
him.
Yeah,
and been...
guys like him are diehards. They're not gonna go. You know, they're
it's
just
like
gonna
his,
stick around.
His
keep
dad, yeah,
him.
His dad recently just died, but this guy would wake up, take every fucking pill in the book, like shoot heroin, do crack, light his grandparents' house on fire, and this fucker
right.
would not die. Like
sounds like another excuse for him to kill the loneliness. It sounds like another excuse for him to keep on his bandwagon of doing what he's doing to you guys.
I still think,
you know,
regardless.
Oh, my dad just died. Oh, this just happened. Oh, I can't see my kid. Oh, I, you know, whatever. I'm owed this. You owe me this. I'm entitled to this. You know, it's just, you know what? The guy's not a legend. He hasn't, what has he contributed? You guys have been great friends to him, and that's, you know, that's,
yeah, he's
he can't
a friend.
Even appreciate it.
You have a friend for life if you're a friend. So, you know, he's around, he's alive. No reason to disregard your friends. You got to deal with their problems too sometimes. They deal with your dumb ass.
Right, right. But I don't know if you guys bury him and have a mock funeral, I don't know if that will help him realize that life's going to go on without him.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
put him in the street.
Maybe they can do that on Friends.
Right, he kind of likes
Courtney Cox can go and bury David Schwimmer
stories.
And we'll all fucking worry about it. But this is, you know, this is real life and this is one of our friends. So, Joy, you know, man, bury your uncle. Maybe we can do that next week's show.
No,
you know,
I think
she
has a good point.
I'll call back and I'll talk to Novak. That's fine.
Yeah, I wish he was here to, you know, have his two cents, but... You know, I don't want to
I've
see
heard
him.
I've heard it. I've seen it on all your movies. I watch the clips. I follow you guys all the time. I hear it all the time. You know, if that stuff's real, then that's what I'm going off of.
Where is he at?
Baltimore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Jeez.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Thank
I'm going to play some Bloodhound Gang right now, and then we'll be back to talk more about the shit show.
What track you want
to
play?
So this is track 4. It's called It's the Least You Could Do by New Bloodhound Gang, Hefty Fine. Here we go, Radio Babe Series 28 Faction.
If only life were as easy as you. and the least you could do. Oh yeah, if only life were as easy as you. If only.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
So, does anybody here from this Ming Hag's tour in Maine know why anybody was even mad? I don't even know why I broke the window.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It just, I don't even know where the anger came
from.
Dude,
everybody was so pumped up. And, like, at that time, just completely through with the whole entire thing that I think you were just like, fuck it.
I think I was just, like, tired and drunk and over it. I was signing the same autograph. Like, I saw the same people twice. Franz is telling me that people were mad because they didn't get their autographs. I'm like, I'm signing the same people twice. If they didn't get their autograph signed, then they either showed up late as fuck or they've been waiting at the bar for the line to die down or something. But either way, if they really wanted an autograph, they could have got one because I've been signing the same people twice. So that already frustrated me. Then I go in the back and people are fucking reaming out Novak about the tiniest dent in a door that would cost less than $10 to fix. And then they made the biggest deal about him stealing merch, which I thought was a grand or two. And then I go through his pocket, and he sold a shirt for $10. Like,
well,
I
mean, that's just what you think.
It's
he took.
Fucked up.
I mean,
though,
he could have taken a lot more than
I'm like, $10. This is all happening because of $10. So I just ripped the $10 off. I go outside. I'm like, Franz, I want to go home. Meaning, I want to go to the hotel, not home. It's fucking 1:30 in the morning. So he calls up my mom all drunk at 1:30 in the morning. Hey, Ape, Bam needs a flight home, and you need to get him a flight. I'm like, why are you calling my mom at fucking 1:30 in the morning? We're so far from a fucking airport as it is, and even if you did take me to one, there's certainly not a flight to Philadelphia at 2 in the morning. You know what I mean? So you calling my mom just pisses me off, and you're doing it to fuck with me. So then I threw a fucking rock through the window and broke both of them. And then I think I kicked the door in the back at Mixers. Wait, for what, no good goddamn reason.
Where did the
reason.
Plumbing come from? They said he messed up the plumbing.
Novak was trying to steal piping out of the bathroom.
He
had his Leatherman on his hip, and he just went in there unscrewing shit.
Well, at 1:30 in the morning, and when you're putting on your little bill of what you need to deduct, it's so easy because we're already gone. We're already back in Pennsylvania. Oh, by the way, the plumbing's all fucked up too, so Novak must have kicked out the plumbing. Like,
he's not smart enough to mess up plumbing.
He wasn't even doing it out of anger, though. He opened up the door and tapped the door with his foot to open it and put a little tiny dent in it. Like, he wasn't doing it out of being mad. Like,
he was on he was spitting on shit and writing on tiles on the ceilings of the bar. And, Mike,
I was having
a
marker fight with
Louie
and you.
Yeah,
and anytime you had a shirt on, I was ripping it off.
I lost four shirts this tour.
My favorite shirt got ruined.
Mine too, man. But, you know what? It's just a memory, and I like it. You move on.
You get so somber when you talk about your shirts. The Lost Shirts tour.
Yeah. Style. It was really, it was a tough moment for me, but you know what?
And the shirt I was getting them back with was a Moxie shirt. So I just ruined my shirt and a Moxie shirt.
Luckily, I learned that if I tied a couple shirts to my leg, then later in the night I could use one. Like, cause you were on me like glue with that. Like, if I put anything remotely like a shirt near me, it was
gone.
Like, I mean, I have like burn marks from you just ripping it that fast off. So, but
what about the wedding? Can we talk about the wedding?
I gotta know. Yet. You guys ended up at a wedding.
Well, when they were doing the fucking train at this this karaoke horrible lobby bar thing, there was a wedding going on next door, and they really wanted us to go in. I'm like, dude, look at us. You do not want us to come and crash this wedding. No, man, it'll be fucking awesome. Like, he would love it if you guys came. And I'm like,
did
Novak
have pants on at this time?
No. And the police came because of it, but once again, he got away again. But, yeah, so he shows up with his pants either off or down, spilling red wine all over the place.
Within the first 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, this was like as soon as we walked in the door.
But I must say that everybody at the wedding was stoked that we were there, but I was like...
Dude, they kicked out their own family members off the table for us to sit down.
Yeah.
But everybody was just bummed. Like, half the people were bummed out, half the people were psyched, so it was like...
The only reason why I did it, though, was because Chioda was filming the whole thing, and I said, fucking why not, dude? Right. Like, if he wasn't filming, I wouldn't have gone in.
Oh, well, we'd have some nice photos, but G couldn't make it for the rest of the tour. He had to leave the tour early.
What happened to G?
G said that he had a clothing photo shoot in New York City, and that's why he needed Franz to buy him a train ticket back to New York City. So then we call him up and go, oh, so how was the photo shoot, the clothing shoot? Oh, yeah, it went well. It went pretty good. Oh, so the clothing shoot that you did was pretty good. Yeah, the clothing shoot went well. Oh, well, how about that Nine Inch Nails concert? Huh? Wait, what? The Nine Inch Nails concert, how was it? Wait, what? The Nine Inch Nails show in New York City, how was it? They played? Yeah, they played. You were there and you watched it.
He twittered.
So how was it? Oh, man, it was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened. Like, he did not know whether to lie or tell the truth, or if we were just trying to find out if he made it or not, or if we knew for a fact that he was there. So it's like, wait, they played in New York City? Yeah, they played. You were there watching it. So how was it? Huh? How was the show, G? How was Nine Inch Nails? Oh, it was fucking awesome. I just want to know if the clothing shoot was just a complete bald-faced lie or if he really had to do
Kim
that.
Kim is the only person that would
Why
probably
Why don't
you
ask Kimmy?
He really had a clothing shoot?
It wasn't a clothing shoot. He was shooting photos at a bicycle shop of the further, like, display stuff.
So where did the clothing come from?
I don't...
wearing clothes there.
He also took pictures of Brian Wenning for his whatever skate company he's on now.
So
it really was.
All right then.
Well, but I really want to know how the Nine Inch Nails show was.
So the shoot that you had to do, G, you know, was it a whole day? But yeah, it was probably like a 20-minute quick little photo and then straight off to Nine Inch Nails. And then he went the second night as well.
I've never seen the guy move so fast in the morning before, ever. Woke up 9 a.m., packed up. He was out of there in 30 seconds. See you guys.
Fucking doing Gone. Push-ups, drinking a Red Bull, fucking out of there, ready for the train. fucking bolted to New York City. He was not going to be 1 minute late to that thing. And then we went to this tattoo convention and Novak got a big tattoo of fucking Alf on his arm.
Oh my God.
I love
fucking
Alf.
Are you serious?
Alf.
Why?
He's like, I love Alf.
I love Alf too, man.
That's right up there with the Tasmanian devil. Yeah.
Fucking love Alf, dude. I don't have a tattoo, but maybe that would have been maybe my first too.
I was dying for him to get a brontosaurus with a hip kit on. Picture like a big brontosaurus with like a hip kit.
With a fanny pack
on. That would be brilliant. Like drawn as shitty as possible.
You drew that already.
Yeah.
Haven't I seen that?
Yeah, it was on you and Haggard. I didn't put a hip kit on it though.
I remember a hip kit on one.
No,
maybe
no, you know what it was? It was that book that I have that says worst tattoos ever.
God, that thing's the best.
Yeah. Some dude just has a tattoo of a cracker.
Some guy came in. Did you see the dick ass? It just says dick ass on it. And it's a dick with an ass.
Dick ass.
It looked like the guy who tattooed it had his eyes closed, and this guy was so proud of it. He's like, it's a dick ass.
It's fucking dick ass.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Fucking
what are
idiot.
You talking about? Instead of balls, it was a butt.
Dude, there's one in that book that somebody's going to hell for, but it's a picture of Jesus Christ, fucking Jesus Christ, and the caption is, Jesus fucking Christ, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's the best tattoo ever. Jesus fucking Christ, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's fucking gnarly.
That's awesome. I want that one.
And then Franz was telling Novak, why don't you start, no, wait, what did he say? He said, why don't you have a little bucket that says Make-A-Wish Foundation and you can keep all the money from that? I'm like, you are going to go to hell if you do that, dude. That's terrible. I might go to hell for something. Remember that when I went to Boston Market and I got that chicken and I only ate half of it? And you're like, dude, I'm fucking starving, man. I'm like, oh, well, I have a chicken if you want. You're like, really?
Dude,
like, yeah,
had you almost want mold on it.
No. It fell out of the plastic.
Are you serious?
And it was in the rug, like flopping around in the back of the rug. Like, dude, there was pennies and dimes stuck to it.
You were
like,
loving it.
Lint and fucking maybe a piece of gum or something, but it was just rolling around the back. I was like, do you want the chicken? And I dusted it off as well as I could. And I just watched you fucking maul that thing, just loving every bite of it.
I'm just picturing you running a lint roller on his fucking chicken.
I was going to tell you, but you just thought it was so delicious. I didn't have the heart to break you the news.
You guys are laughing.
Plus, you were hungry, and I didn't want to stop again because I wanted to get home.
Oh, that was the longest
drive. So how was the chicken?
It was delicious.
Dude, just picture like a van that has been around the ringer and there's just a chicken just every turn just bouncing, like connecting more lint and money and gum to it,
just
rolling over dirty socks and stuff.
rolling past the bathroom.
The glass is everywhere.
Fucking crushed warm Yingling cans splashing all over it.
The moist. Linoleum flooring is rolling across. Man, this chicken is especially wet.
God.
Oh,
and I saw it rolling all around the back, like just hitting beer cans and shit. And where it ended up was like right at the bottom of when you open up the door where everybody puts their minging ass feet to get in. I found it in the corner of there, and I'm just
up
like,
in front?
I grabbed it. Yeah, up in front. Like it was in the back. It was in the front.
You talked about that little stairwell in the front.
Yeah.
That
was where I found it last, and there was like Gatorade and warm beer spills, like all like swishing in the back of the front. I dust that thing off as nice as I could. I was like, and I put it back in nicely packaged. I was like, here you go, man.
That thing rolled around. That little stairwell is like a petri dish. It's just bouncing around in there. There's a dime on it.
That's awesome. Yo, bam.
Yeah.
Read the text I just got.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Can't listen to the show right now. This is from Joe Chiota, the filmer. Hope they didn't talk about the extra room I got. Dude, Chiota has this problem where he half rigs up pussy, then he spends his own money on his own hotel room because we all have to room up with somebody, and he never gets lucky, dude. Every fucking time.
The lonely hotel room.
The lonely hotel room, but like, he's coming home like empty handed. Like, he has no cash to prove from the tour because he blows it all on hotel rooms that he doesn't get any fun out of it at all.
Has he gotten any girls into the lonely hotel room?
No, the only stories that I have is him going into the RV, into the stinky fucking bathroom in midsummer, the toilet was already fucked up from like smelly piss and everything, and he banged her out in there, and he lasted literally less than a minute, and I just heard from outside, I took my tampon out for that.
And then funny enough though,
good God.
Funny enough though, so he met a couple girls on this tour, and actually he told me, he's like, well, I was gonna go for the one, but I noticed a tampon string hanging out of it. So he's been on tampon watch since then because he doesn't want to make the same mistake again.
Where are you hanging out where you can see tampon strings hanging out? What bars are you guys going to where that's just open information for everybody? Nah, tampon string, tampon. Oh, I'm taking that one. She seems clean.
You know, camera guys, though. They have
that
eye.
You know, the funny thing is, once everybody left the hotel room, he was just like, sweet, I'm in here with fucking some hot chicks. They were just like, all right, man, we'll be seeing it. We're taking off now. Like, nobody even cared about him at all. Not one time.
I cared about him.
He actually, we went to Gina Lynn's party, and
I heard he got some action that night.
We all left before all the action happened, but apparently he was filming some dude getting blowed, and then somebody else was fucking somebody else, and then he just goes up and puts his dick in this girl's mouth, and then the guy comes up, yo, what the fuck you doing? That's my girlfriend. But she's getting banged out by somebody else, but the fact that it's like somebody who's not in the porn industry who just happens to be filming, like, he's mad about that. That's what I don't understand about, like, the porn industry. Like, oh, you're in the porn industry? Oh, okay, well then you could go fuck her, but if you're not in the porn industry, they get mad about it.
You gotta show a paycheck to get your dick sucked?
Yeah, or you have to, like, show that you're in the porn industry.
Write yourself a check.
If you're a random dude, then they'll get mad. Or if, like, suppose Travis or Gina goes out and she flies to L.A. or he flies to L.A. and he happens to fuck some girl but doesn't film it, that's considered cheating. But if he grabs a camera and films him fucking her, then that's A-OK.
Well, that's logic. That's a strong relationship.
That's porn logic.
Yeah.
Porn logic.
I get it.
Hey, man, I get it.
To each his own. I'm with you.
They got pedigree papers.
What, you fucked some girl? Well, you better have filmed it, did you? Yeah, I filmed it. All right, you're in the clear. All right.
Oh, my God, you cheated on... There was like four cameras there. Jeez, quit getting your panties in a bunch. You can see it on YouTube.
The tape got lost, though. Well, as far as I know, that you were cheating.
Yeah.
Let's cut to a song right now. Let's play some Nightwish live from Hong Kong. This song is called Amaranth.
Hong Kong, oh no.
Hang on, what track does it say?
It doesn't say.
It better say. It's track three. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Moon Man.
Banana. Track three. All right, here
track
we go.
Track three,
Lou,
Amaranth.
How was that pizza party, Lou?
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Here we go. Radio Bam. We'll be right back.
action, baby.
All right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Hey, Oldie.
Yes.
What the fuck is up with Novak not being able to handle Jocaso, dude?
Couldn't stand Jocaso anymore. It just got that bad.
Now, how can that be, though? How can that be?
Now, here's Jocaso.
He just, all right, first of all, he thinks him and Louis have some kind of like rendezvous thing going on.
How can Novak?
That's where it all started.
I can't believe Novak can have an adverse opinion on anybody.
At Mixers, Moxie had like an all ages show. Like, and there are honestly like 3-year-olds there, man. Like, and Jocaso's dancing with like all these 3-year-olds and shit, but he has no idea that his fucking shorts are ripped from the top of his ass all the way down to his fucking balls. He has no idea. And he's like parachute pant thong underwears underneath.
Well, luckily
letting him go at it, dude. He's like doing the moonwalk. He's doing fucking like breakdance moves and shit, and his whole fucking ass is hanging out. He has no clue.
Oh, my
God. So then finally when I go up to rip it more, he realizes it. Then he just sits on his ass and scorpions it all the way to the back room because he was so embarrassed.
Seriously, how old were they?
Three.
Yeah, they were 3-year-olds. The mosh pit was 3-year-olds.
Was
yeah,
it like the show? Really was. Remember that show we did in Iceland that one time when we walked out on stage and the kids were eating popcorn?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it like that?
Worse. It was like...
It was a feel-good
You know
crowd.
When you go to a wedding and there's like the ring bearers and shit in the front like dancing around like
exactly.
to offbeat music?
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
just... Or, like, if you take them to, like, the Turk's Head Festival and they're just dancing to, like, a bluegrass band or something, like, little kids just jumping around. It was that.
How
dancing to the Moxie.
There?
Because Franz wanted to do an all-ages show for the Moxie. And also, they couldn't play late at night because of noise ordinances.
Get them while they're young, Louis. Get them while they're young.
So,
we're just looking at Novak, just like, what the
fuck? Rolling his eyes and just super pissed off. He's like, dude, I think he's like kind of like digging these children a little bit.
Oh, come on. Jesus.
That's all he kept saying over and over again.
No, that's because you upset him earlier because you were making fun of his dog the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
well, that's true.
He was so sour. That's the whole reason why he was a piece of shit.
I've never seen anyone get so offended. Like, if you're in a room like this full of people and you're just like, yo, Novak, dude, why the fuck does your dog's breath smell so bad, dude? Your dog's breath smells like shit. I don't fucking know. What am I supposed to do? Brush his fucking teeth? His breath smells. What of it? Like, he gets really mad whenever you bring up that his dog has bad breath. He gets really, really upset and offended.
I can't wait to
see him. He wants to fight over it. Like,
that's all I'm going to say to him from now on. It's going to be dog-related conversation.
Yo, Novak, how you been? How's your dog doing? Diva's pretty good. Yeah, does he still have that minging-ass breath? What the fuck? Who's telling you that? It's not even that bad. He gets so mad.
Now I'm excited about seeing him again.
He gets furious about like just bust on his dog's breath, and he gets fucking furious.
Franz made a joke about his dad being dead, and he laughed. And then when he made a joke about his dog, he pulled the wires out of the PA system.
Yeah. Jesus.
I think when I had him write a list about who his top 5 best friends are, he only made it to 4, but his dog was number 1.
I didn't even know he had a dog. When did he get a dog?
Yeah, I didn't either.
He's had I forget what kind it is. It's like a bulldog
but
or something.
But he said the thing's like 20 years old. He said it's like old as hell.
Maybe that's why his breath is so bad. Fuck you!
Warm up, man.
Like, he doesn't even fight or fight back, but like when you talk about his dog's breath, like he wants to fight.
God,
and he's mad.
Ridiculous.
Well, it is time to go, ladies and gentlemen, and we do have production here, and production, you got a song here for us?
Yeah, it's off the Brent Stewie album. It's called Take a Fat Bitch Home.
And how do you find your music? Do you have a MySpace?
MySpace/production, aka 13th Apostle.
That's a long MySpace name.
I didn't make it.
You should probably say it one more time so people can hear it again.
/production, aka 13th Apostle.
Yeah, and if you remember production from about 4 months back,
probably he definitely, 7 months
was
back.
It 7 months back?
Could have been a year.
Yeah. Well, he kicked the freestyle for about 5 minutes, and it was pretty fucking brilliant. So let's hear this song right now, and we are out of here. Production, Radio Bam, Series 28, Faction.
Yo, I'm singing backup on that, too.
The hottest fish you are.
Yeah, check me out on the backup, yo.
Fat bitch home. Yep. Fat girl's got money. Yo, can I get a shot of tequila, Corona, Red Bull vodka? Oh, no, she's paying for it. Come on, girls, where my big girls at? Okay, check it out. This is what happened, for real.
Fuck a Hugh Hefner, give me a huge heifer. Shoes pressure, leave a foot like a Bruce Pepper. It looked better, seen without food never. And a figure came straight from Julia Hooper. Which one of these hoes is taking me to one more rolls in a bakery? That one of those rolls go to pastries. We go out, I know that my date is free. Patiently, on the floor I bait them. I pour on my floor, odor of bacon. I'm waiting, then I'm running the days. And it's like the fat on her stomach, I ride the waves in. Oh, you're thinking, yo, he's sick. Seen with at least one obese bitch. Out from the readers, I'll be feeling them cheeses. I can't breathe, leaving and going to seizures.
If you're up in a club and you guess no more, fuck it, dog. If you're too drunk to fuck, you're just trying to get stuck, fuck it, dog. If you're up in the club and you guess no more, fuck it, dog. If you're too drunk to fuck, you're just trying to get stuck, fuck it, dog.
Every crew of girls is always a duff. Stands for designated only fat fuck. This fat slut loves a snap nut. She makes it sound like Mack truck whenever she backs up. Her bra stinks, her size is links. Pasta mints, know it's got lots of things. So in her mouth, my cock it stinks. And this is the way that she got to think. She grabbed my two nuts, use my dick like a toothbrush. She does food, cause this is what she used to. Play with my dick, turn great in my fridge. Ate my eights while I played with my kids. I ain't dating this bitch, I can't wait till she splits the sight of her hips. Make me sick, runs to bakery quick. Get her a cake, and this is the way that I'm ending the date.
If you're up in the club and you guess no love, fuck it, dog. If you're too drunk to fuck, you're just trying to get sucked, fuck it, dog. If you're up in the club and you guess no love, fuck it, dog. If you're too drunk to fuck, you're just trying to get sucked, fuck it, dog.
Inside the club, I kick it with a fat bitch bartender. Give her a pick of any sandwich. Fat bitch is a damn with whatever you want. At a chance at the moment, give your head to a jump. And jumping is hard when the lard is so large. All my drinks at the bar, hell, I'm charging her card. With a triple chin, she looks a bit tongue-tied. More chocolate, sir, please, for a mudslide. Come for a ride, we'll get something to eat. But please don't speak when you lunch on my meat. You get a punch in the teeth, scraping the sub. And all chocolate syrup, you're played in the mud. Go bathe in a tub, or from the way to combust, the way to your bust, same way. It's my nuts, so I pop enough E that it could kill me. Zip and pee, and then I
free will. If you're up in the club and you guess no love, fuck it, dog. If you're too drunk to fuck, you're just trying to get sucked, fuck it, dog. If you're up in the club and you guess no love, fuck it, dog. If you're too drunk to fuck, you're just trying to get sucked, fuck it, dog.
Yo, big girl, where you headed after this? I'm saying we can hit the all-you-can-eat buffet. You can let me grab some of that thickness that you're working with and fold it over and get it. Throw some flour on the fat bitch and look for the wet spot. It's not that I particularly like fat girls. It's just if I don't get no love in the club, then fuck it, dog.
Take a fat bitch home!
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.